Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. Today, I'm going to be spilling some tea on some Pinterest mistakes that you might be making in your blogging journey. But before we dive into the Pinterest pool, I've got some exciting news for you. So drum roll, please. I'm thrilled to announce my upcoming masterclass, Advanced Pinterest Strategies and Ads, Elevate Your Blog Traffic and Email List in 2024. In this game-changing masterclass, I'll be dishing out all of the updated strategies we're going to be chatting about today in today's episode. So think of it as your golden ticket to Pinterest success in the coming year. Now, here's a scoop. I want to know if you're as pumped about this masterclass as I am. So please, if you're on Spotify, please drop your vote in the poll below and let me know if you're ready to level up your Pinterest game. This masterclass is just around the corner and I can't wait for you to dive into the Pinterest magic. I will let you know on the next week's episode where you can view this class. Now, let's dive into some big Pinterest mistakes. Number one, spending too much time on pin creation. This is a common misconception that the more time that you invest in pin creation, the greater your success will be. However, with tools like Canva's bulk AI feature and the rapid assistance of ChatGPT, generating visually appealing pins has never been more efficient. So in the beginning, or just a year ago, I would just, you know, or not even just a year ago, but like even a couple months ago, I would be spending like way over an hour creating just like 3 days of Pinterest pins, which is just like not enough. You know, like you have to design the Pinterest pin, you have to, you know, search up, you know, the best Pinterest titles and, or, you know, just think about the best Pinterest titles. And then you have to go on Tailwind and then schedule the pins. And it's just so time consuming, right? But if you use Canva's bulk AI feature, it is so like game changing. Okay. It's so fast. I literally just spend 10 minutes a day scheduling my pins or less, and I free up so much time for other aspects of my business and my blog. So just spend 10 minutes a day, look up Canva's bulk feature, and then use, you know, ChatGPT to generate some Pinterest descriptions and Pinterest titles. Make sure that it's on point with your SEO, and boom, schedule right from Canva. You can schedule your pin right from Canva, and you have your day's worth of fresh Pinterest pins. Now, number two mistake that you probably are making, which is very unpopular, it's an unpopular opinion here, but neglecting Pinterest ads. Organic growth is undoubtedly valuable, right? But overlooking the potential of Pinterest ads is a significant missed opportunity. Pinterest ads can provide an immediate boost in your traffic, expanding your reach, driving substantial traffic to your blog. Remarkably, bloggers have reported impressive results, including me, with minimal daily ad spend, sometimes just $5 to $10 a day I spend. That's it. Consider Pinterest ads as a strategy shortcut to accelerate your growth and increase your blog's visibility. I have literally received like 400 plus Pinterest clicks to my one sales page. 400. So that converted very well income-wise for me. So, or you know, I've gotten thousands of email subscribers from using just $5 a day ads. It is absolutely amazing what you can do. So my strategy is I do, you know, like I create a really good Pinterest pin that I know that's going to do well. I advertise it for just $5 that day. For 3 days, I do $5. But if I notice that, you know, I'm getting a lot of traffic and that Pinterest is bringing me, you know, good traffic numbers, then I'm going to increase the price. But if that pin, you know, is not doing so well, I probably will tweak it a little to see if it'll do better. But, you know, if it's not going to do better within like 3 or 4 days, then, you know, just end the ad campaign. So consider using these Pinterest ads. They are not that much money. A lot of people think, oh, okay, I can't run ads right now because I don't want to invest like so much money, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. But you can just spend $5 to $10 a day on your most, you know, viewed pin and drive a ton of traffic to a sales page, to a blog post, to an email, or like a freebie or whatever you want to happen within your blog and business, whatever your metrics are, or, you know, your goals. So let's move on. So number three mistake that you could be making is ignoring the importance of fresh pins. Now, what does this mean? Pinterest algorithm favors freshness, both in content, so the actual pin image, the actual pin like link, the blog post link, and the pin image, the visuals. One common mistake bloggers make is repeatedly pinning the same images, leading to a decline in engagement. But not just the same images, but using the same blog post link and then posting that same link every day. Now, to stay relevant and capture Pinterest's attention, and, you know, make your reach for that pin higher, create 3 to 5 fresh pins for each blog post. Every time you write a blog post, I want you to create 3 to 5 pins. Diversify your approach by pinning these images to different boards. Every time you pin one of these images, it's going to go to a different relevant board. The first pin that you post is going to be to the most relevant board, and then following the other 3 to 5 images are going to be two different relevant boards. Now, you want to space each of these apart over the course of a week or so. This not only aligns with Pinterest algorithm preferences, but also maximizes your chances of reaching a wider audience. So I want you to, you know, replay this if you have to, because I know that it's very confusing. However, in my upcoming masterclass, I'm going to show you these strategies broken down into a simplified way. If you are kind of confused here, no worries. So let me say it again so you get it. 3 to 5 fresh pins for each blog post. Pin these to different boards. For the first one, you want to do the most relevant board, and then space these out by 1 week, because you never want to spam Pinterest with the same blog post link over and over and over again. One pin per week to a different relevant board. Got it? Okay. So, in conclusion, by dodging these sneaky, unpopular mistakes, you can sprinkle some extra stardust on your Pinterest presence and send your blog traffic skyrocketing. Trust me, especially with the ads, I have seen amazing traffic to my blog, my website. I've seen purchases, tons of email list subscribers. These strategies are so worth spending the time on. And don't forget about it, okay? Do not, like, make these mistakes. Do these strategies that I've said. We're going to be talking about all about it step by step in my new upcoming Pinterest Masterclass. These strategies have been proven to increase my blog traffic by huge amounts, and I cannot wait to share them with you as well. So I want you to vote below. If you're on Spotify, vote below for this masterclass. I do want to create it next week and release it immediately after I create it. So if you're as excited as I am for this Pinterest masterclass, and if you want to know this strategy that I've used to get so much blog traffic to my website, and so many new email list subscribers and purchasers of my products, then make sure you go vote below. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.